And this is Morning Edition. I'm David Fair stepping back in, and I bring along the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here, as he is each Thursday, or most Thursdays anyway, for Cinema Chat. Good to see you. You had last week off, and I always like it when you come back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. So we were in Boston for a regional seminar for our Art House Convergence Project, which is our national outreach to independent cinema exhibitors that's organized by the Michigan Theater, but we have meetings all over the country, and we're the national leader for that.
Know,
so we're pretty proud about
That's great. And speaking of national or international things regarding film and cinema, the Toronto International Film Festival has news.
That's right. The second best film festival will take place in Ontario and Michigan, the first being Cinetopia, of course.
How did I know you'd say that?
Cinetopia is in June, and in September, the Toronto Film Festival, which is arguably the biggest, if not the best, film festival that takes place in the world. They're announcing titles bit by bit. They've already announced such titles as Freeheld, The Martian, Stonewall, Black Mass, The Lobster, and Room. They've now added slates that have star-studded features and more impressive picks. Things like Catherine Hardwicke's friendship drama, Miss You Already, Drake Doremus's film, it's a sci-fi film, Equals, Mark Abramson's and Tom Huddleston's starring film about Hank Williams called I Saw the Light. I'm sure WEMU listeners will be interested in that
I'll definitely be in that one.
David Gordon Green's film, Our Brand is Crisis. And then the closing night film has been announced. It's Paco Cabrera's Mr. Right. It's a hitman thriller and mixed in with a romantic comedy. It stars Sam Rockwell and Anna Kendricks. Other standout features that they've announced is Andrew High's 45 Years, Natalie Portman's directorial debut for A Tale of Love and Darkness, and the world premiere of Gaby Delal's About Ray, and Robert Eggert's Sundance hit The Witch, and The Witch is really getting a lot of buzz right now, so we can see that in
it'll make its way here.
Toronto,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, there are actually four films that are being proposed about 1955. A young man, a 14-year-old young man, was murdered because he indicated that he thought a woman who happened to be white was attractive, and he was African-American, and he was lynched immediately. And this very tragic event actually helped galvanize the civil rights movement.
But there was never justice for Emmett Till.
There was never justice for Emmett Till. It was just a tragedy. It was a tragedy for Mr. Till, for his family. It was just an awful thing, but it was just exemplary of the extreme racism and the extreme violence and the complete intolerance that was going on at that time in the Jim Crow South. And it galvanized the civil rights movement in a way that it hadn't been galvanized before. And the hanging of Emmett Till has become one of those legendary and tragic stories that moved many people forward and their passions forward.
Not only is it time to tell that story in cinematic fashion, but it's also perhaps the appropriate time to bring that to the fore, given all that's going on in the country today.
That's right. So Whoopi Goldberg, along with Keith Beauchamp and Frederick Zollo, and Keith Beauchamp wrote a novel that Whoopi Goldberg and her team wants to put together. That's one film. It's called The Untold Story of Emmett Lewis Till. There's three other projects. The Skyline Pictures are looking to do a movie based on that called The Face of Emmett Till. There's a documentary that Jay-Z and Will Smith are working on for HBO. And then Death of Innocence, the story of the hate crime that changed America, which is Chaz Ebert's film that she's looking to produce.
Right.
So we'll hope that one of these things come on.
Yes.
And tell the story in a profound, profound way. But it's good to remember that very, very tragic thing and how cruel we can be to each other and how things have changed and how there's still lingering realities there that are hard to face up to.
Coming up this weekend, there are stories to be told in movie fashion.
That's right. Well, so Madame Bovary is a very famous French novel that many, many high schools read as just part of world literature.
Right.
And a very clever version of Madame Bovary, which is being called Gemma Bovary, starring Gemma Atherton, a British actress. And she plays an English couple, half of an English couple, that moved to France in the very town that Flaubert, the author of Madame Bovary, wrote that book. And there are strange kind of similarities that start to precipitate out of Gemma Bovary's life.
All of a sudden, life imitates art.
That reflects the novel. So, interesting thing. Pretty good reviews on it. NPR liked it a lot. So, Gemma Bovary is definitely worth checking out. We're also continuing a lot of really great films. So, if you haven't seen Mr. Holmes, go check that out.
Ian McKellen just get amazing reviews.
Yeah,
for his
it won't
work.
Be around much longer. So go see that. And Lego, the Brickumentary, go check that out. That's a lot of fun. End of the Tour is a film with Jesse Eisenberg who plays a Rolling Stone interviewer who interviews an author that's going around the country. Great reviews out of Sundance. A year and a half ago,
if you're a fan of dialogue movies, that's the one.
Yeah, right. And a year and a half ago, we premiered this film. It's kind of a family film called Infinitely Polar Bear. Great performance by Mark Ruffalo. Zoe Saldana is in it as well and does a very good job. And then some special screenings. Sing Along Mary Poppins is this Sunday and Tuesday. That's always a lot of fun. There'll be
it's
a
getting
goodie
bigger
bag.
Every year.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. And frankly, I'm not a fan of Sound of Music, but I love Mary Poppins. I think it's a really, really solid film. Jellyfish Eyes is a Japanese film that was put together by Takashi Murakami, who is a Japanese artist, a visual artist. And this is his first film, and it's a combination of live action and computer animation. A very compelling thing about these kids who are trying to figure out some strange things that are going on in their life. Jellyfish Eyes opens and plays for just a few days, Wednesday, Thursday next week at the State Theater, so go check that out.
And there are some major studio movies being released this weekend as well, none of which I think are getting any worthwhile reviews at all.
Yeah, the studios tend to use late August to release the pictures that they don't think will do very well and haven't right. gotten
and probably
good
been holding on to for quite a while.
Yes, exactly. So American Ultra, Sinister 2, and Hitman Agent 47 are the three films that are opening up. American Ultra stars Jesse Eisenberg and
guy's
Kristen
getting way
Stewart.
Too much work.
Yeah, he's in two movies that are opening this week in our market. And it plays like an earnest yet unsatisfying adaptation of a cult graphic novel. So anyway, that's a variety.
Sinister 2, typical horror and not done all particularly
well. Sinister 1 was a sleeper hit, and apparently they threw something together that's very quick and dirty to build on that, and it didn't come out terrifically satisfactory. And the worst reviews came for Hitman Agent 47. The review on this is, the movie is profoundly dumb, according to Entertainment Weekly.
How to sum it up in a sentence.
So, but there is a lot to see out there.
Sure.
The art house is probably the place to go at the end of the summer, for sure.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.